You're listening to the Embrace What Matters podcast, bridging the things of eternity with everyday experience. Here's your host, John Mihalik.
Thanks for joining me once again. We're continuing this series of spiritual meditations and guest interviews with a tie-in to the book that I'll soon be releasing, titled Unto Life: Reflections on Both the Journey and the Destination. If you're interested in reading the book, make sure that you visit embracewhatmatters.com and sign up to receive my newsletter for updates on its release. In today's meditation, I explore some of the ideas mentioned in part two of my book on how we can experience eternal life in the here and now through the artistic works of God-inspired human beings. I hope it's a blessing. We live our lives surrounded by art. From the books we read, to movies and television shows, the music we hear in our car or house or on our favorite device. Works of art adorn our homes, from favorite paintings, photographs, different crafts from wood-made furniture to bookshelves, knickknacks, and pottery. The warm colors on the walls in our child's bedroom, the beautiful patchwork quilts that cover our beds. Many of us have dabbled in the arts. We've tried our hand at painting a landscape or portrait. We've attended classes on sculpture or crafted furniture in our garage. We've written a poem or a short story. We've sung songs or played a favorite instrument since childhood. God is a pretty good artist. He paints the heavens with a palette of astounding color. He adorns the earth with the natural craftwork of trees and oceans and all living things. His music is heard in songbirds and thunderstorms. The Bible is a work of art. The Psalms are musical compositions. In Proverbs and other books, we find poetry. There's moving imagery and passionate emotion in the prophets, the book of Revelation, and Daniel. We're enraptured by the beautiful storytelling in the Old and New Testaments. God loves the art we create as human beings. In fact, we're often most like our Creator when we create and enjoy the arts. God commissioned the artistry of His earthly home with the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabernacle, and the Temple. He's inspired heavenly artists like Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Johann Sebastian Bach, and so many others. So, what is the purpose of art? Most art stirs our emotions, whether pleasant or otherwise. Art can entertain. It can bring us joy. It can teach us something about ourselves or the world around us. It can make us want to be creators too. And of course, art can inspire. It can lift our hearts and move us at the deepest levels of who we are. What is the purpose of God-focused art? God-focused art can help us live and move and have our being eternally. As bearers and reflections of God's image, human beings are eternally beautiful. And as human artists, we can create art that is eternally beautiful too. Like the Ark of the Covenant, where the angelic cherubim point to the empty space above the mercy seat, the best art points us to the existence and glory of the invisible God. The best art creates in us a longing for God. The psalmist says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." When we experience the breathtaking beauty of both art and nature, our heart is set aflame for the ultimate source of that beauty. We long to better know the Creator behind these creations. C.S. Lewis said, "If I find myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." God-focused art can also stir in us a longing for more than the world can give. Consider the words from that soaring Bach cantata. "Jesu, joy of man's desiring, holy wisdom, love most bright, drawn by thee our souls aspiring, soar to uncreated light. Word of God, our flesh that fashioned with the fire of life impassioned, striving still to truth unknown, soaring, dying round thy throne. Through the way where hope is guiding, hark, what peaceful music rings, where the flock in thee confiding drink of joy from deathless springs. Theirs is beauty's fairest pleasure, theirs is wisdom's holiest treasure. Thou dost ever lead thine own in the love of joys unknown." The missionary Jim Elliot once said, "God does not thwart the soul's desire for himself. He only whets the desire, intensifying, sublimating." God-focused art promises us something. It awakens a dormant desire for something more, something beyond us. And while that desire may not yet be fulfilled, there is still the satisfaction in knowing that the object of our desire exists. God wants us to reach out and find him. Artistic works can help show us the way. Hear the encouragement of writer and artist Ralph Waldo Emerson. "Never lose an opportunity of seeing anything that is beautiful. For beauty is God's handwriting, a wayside sacrament. Welcome it in every fair face, in every fair sky, in every flower, and thank God for it as a cup of blessing." Whether in art or nature, everything that God creates and touches is beautiful, not just in itself, but in the way that it can point us back to Him. So rejoice and celebrate the beauty of eternity, as seen in the natural world created by the world's first artist, but also in the beauty of artistic works, from stained glass windows to the finger painting your child brings home from school. Seek out and celebrate artistic works that stir in you a longing for eternity. To live, to move, to have your being in Him. Thanks again for listening to today's meditation. If you feel unsure about what kind of art you can access that will help you with the process of better living eternally, send me an email at john@embracewhatmatters.com and I can make a few suggestions. Remember, though, that the art doesn't necessarily have to be highly intellectual or refined. Neither does it always have to be specifically focused on God or the Bible. The key will be your focus, and whether the art creates in you a longing for God and the things of eternity. If you've been a regular listener, you'll know that I follow these meditations with a conversation with someone who can help expand on the topic with their background, life story, and general experience. So I am excited to share with you that our next conversation will be with one of the most inspiring artists I know, Christian singer-songwriter Fernando Ortega. Fernando's life, his love of the arts, his extensive catalog of music have absolutely created a longing in me and so many others for eternity in the things of God. I know you'll be blessed by his life and story, So if you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast to be notified about our next episode. Until next time, God bless.
This podcast is a production of Embrace What Matters Ministries. We encourage you to subscribe, rate and review, share, and please send us a comment or an email. To learn more about John, his devotional book, and other writings, please visit EmbraceWhatMatters.com.